This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite. Yes, you can have a favorite. Self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform all over social media. Over 2 million people now. Wow. The support is crazy. I use my platforms to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to help validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers from this disorder and these traits that come along with the disorder and not necessarily the disorder. We know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode, today's glorious episode, is going to be about closure. How to get closure from a narcissist. Why don't narcissists give you closure? How do I get it? Where is it from? What does closure mean to you? First of all, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and put the end of the video in the beginning. Narcissistic people, toxic people, a real narcissist will never provide you closure. You know why? And first of all, let me rewind it. Narcissistic robot resetting his memory. Yeah. Ooh. Closure is something that you give to yourself. Closure is an intrinsic thing. It's internal. It's something you give to you. No one on this planet can provide you closure from a toxic relationship other than yourself. It is your book. Yes, this other person, this narcissist or toxic person, was a character in your book, but it's your book. They can't close your book. They can't write. Look, this is like, this is your own autobiography. You're writing this. You're writing your own biography. Your book is your own biography, your relationship autobiography. That person cannot do anything for you. They can't close the relationship for you. You have to do that for yourself. It comes inside. They can't close your book for you. Sorry, y'all. Bugs and stuff out here just attacking. They cannot close your book for you. Closure comes from in here. Your heart, your values, your closure is from you. That narcissist, that toxic person, whatever label you want to give them, it doesn't matter if they're diagnosed, non-diagnosed, how are they treating you? Were they treating you like a narcissist treats people? Were they treating you, were they trying to get better? Were there any kind of consistent change behaviors? No. Okay, cool. This is what I'm saying, though. Closure is something you give to you. Nobody else can provide you that. End the chapter of this relationship biography, autobiography. You do it. They can't do that. Unless you're going to give them the pen to your book. You're going to give them the pen and let them write some chapters in your life that'll tear you to pieces. When you're trying to get external closure, you're giving that narcissistic person power over you. Can we sit down and get some closure, please? Can you tell me why? You tell yourself why. Maybe you were too good for that person. Why wasn't I good enough? Maybe you were too good. Narcissists leave people that are doing better than them all the time. Some narcissistic people are jealous of you and they'll just leave you for no reason. You make them, your existence makes them feel invalidated, so they leave you. They break you down mentally, emotionally, physically, and they'll leave you. Because you make them feel bad about themselves by just existing. By just existing and thriving in your own life, you make them feel bad about themselves and they discard you. They break you down. You're unattractive. They'll tell you that you're unattractive, but they have 3-4 kids by you. They buy houses with you. They buy cars with you. So you doing all this with a person that you find unattractive. Get the hell out of here. Y'all keep listening to narcissistic people. Y'all keep listening to them. Let them get into your damn head if you want to. Closure comes from you. Don't give it. I just need some closure. I just want some closure. No, you don't. Give it to yourself. Give it to yourself by closing the chapter of this relationship autobiography, this chapter in your book right here. End. Closure. The end. Boom. Exclamation point. Going no contact. Going no contact. The end of your book, the end of this relation, this part, this chapter of your book right here, the closure of this book is an exclamation point, not a comma, not a semicolon. It's not to be continued. It ends here. You close it up. Who cares what they think? Y'all give these people so much power over how you feel about yourself and how you think, what you think about yourself. Why? Why do they deserve to have that power over you? Ask yourself that question. Why did this person, there's billions of people on the planet, but this one person has all this power over you. Why? Why? And a lot of y'all in my comment section be super religious, but you give this person God-like power over you. So do you believe in a higher power, or you believe in this human being that you've given power over you? What do you believe in? Y'all come in my comment section all the time with this Christianity and all this religion and shit like that. But who are you giving power over? Who? Y'all believe in God. God Almighty, God can heal. But y'all in here giving a person, a man or a woman, power over you. Come on, y'all. Closure comes from you. You give it to you. They can't give it to you. And if they could give it to you, they wouldn't. Because closure requires giving up control over you. Here's your closure. Here's your control. Here's the remote controller I had to your life, to your feelings, to your emotional state, to your mental health, to your physical health, to your self-esteem. Here's the remote control back to all of that. No, they're not going to give that to you. They like the control over you. They like it. They like having that control over you. It makes them feel empowered. It makes them feel powerful. It just does. It absolutely 100% makes them feel powerful and in control of you. It just does. So if you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, you're asking for closure, they can't.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can't give it to you anyway. And if they could, they wouldn't. If they could give you closure, they wouldn't give it to you, because closure is relinquishing control. You know damn well that narcissist or toxic person is not going to relinquish control over you. They don't want to relinquish control. Most of them do. Some of them leave you alone, but you know, most. I don't speak for all narcissists, y'all. Lee, that's a blanket statement. I don't speak for all narcissists. Never claim to. I say narcissistic people. They don't exist. Oh, narcissists, artists. Nope. Lee, you're adding to the stigma. What are you doing for the stigma? Lee, you're just adding to the stigma. I'm adding to the stigma. What is your comment doing to change the world? Absolutely nothing. Then shut the hell up. I mean, Lee, you're adding to the stigma, and you're doing this and this and this and this and this, but ain't about you not doing anything. So get the... Yep. Lee, your narcissism is showing in this video. Cool. I'm glad. It should show in every video, because I keep telling you I'm still a narcissist. Y'all keep convincing yourself I'm not for some reason. I keep telling you, hey guys, I'm still a narcissist. And on the flip side, let's get back to the closure. I know I be rambling sometimes. Let's get back to the closure. This is why this is the podcast. I just ramble sometimes. You know, I'll go on rants. That was a rant just now. I know y'all felt the rant before. I got myself in a heightened state, and I just went on ranting in the first part of this video. But the last part is more, you know, it's going to be more concise. So on the flip side of things, if a narcissist asks you for closure, that means that they are looking to keep the relationship going. They're looking for another chance. They want to have a close. Hey, if you ever really cared about, look. So yeah, this is from the narcissist's perspective. This is from the narcissist's perspective. Saying this does not automatically make you a narcissist. I know people. Well, I said that, Lee, am I a narcissist? Are you willing to go get help and work on yourself? Are you willing to take accountability? Ask yourself the narcissistic questions. Narcissistic people, when they want closure, is to manipulate you back into the relationship. If you ever really cared about me, I don't care if I've cheated on you 15 times. If you ever really love me, you'll give me another chance to sit down and explain myself. You'll give me some closure, please. And it's most times they're going to want to get you face to face for closure, right? They've been doing horrible things to you, to the point where you broke up with them. You got rid of them. And now they want closure. They want to know why you broke up with them, even though they know it. They know why. You know why. They want closure to sit there. They want the closure conversation to be able to sit down with you and talk to you and have you explain to them can you explain to me why the relationship is over, please? Can you explain this to me, please? I just want to know. You know, they want to sit down in front of you face to face and beg and plead and cry for another chance. They want to try to, if a narcissistic person or a toxic person ask you for closure, they are looking to continue the relationship face. They want to get you face to face and beg and plead and cry. They want you to see their emotions on their face. They want you to feel all of that type of stuff. They want you to see it, feel it, hear it. I mean, one more chance. And look, it's hard to say no face to face, y'all. They might say, if you cut them off, don't have a damn face to face conversation with them. Why would you do that? You know, you've already closed the relationship. You've got your closure. They don't need, they've been treating you terribly for X amount of time. And you think they deserve some type of closure, a last final conversation from you? Hell no. During the relationship, you deserve respect and dignity. They didn't offer that to you. So why in the hell would you offer them some type of closure? Good Lee, we're empaths. Your empathy is going to get you taken advantage of and manipulated. Lee, we're empaths. We just care about people. We don't want to hurt them. They wanted to hurt you. This closure conversation that they're asking for, they're looking to hurt you again. Give me another chance. I promise I'll change. I'll do whatever it takes. And they'll resent you for the rest of your life for getting rid of them, for breaking up with them, regardless of what they've done to you. They don't need closure. They're asking for it to get back into the relationship with you. And if you sit down face to face with them and things don't go their way, they're going to try to hurt your feelings. I promise you. If they feel like things are not going the way that they want them to go, they're going to try to turn evil on you. They're going to start talking trash to you and trying to hurt your feelings and make you feel like you weren't good enough. Well, I'm glad this is over then. I'm glad you don't give me a 25th chance. I'm glad I don't need 25 chances. I'm going to find somebody else that's better than you and treat them better than you and give them everything that you ever wanted and needed. Close it up on them. You don't deserve that. But I can say that all I want to, you have to believe it. Lee told me I don't deserve to be treated badly. But why do I keep going back in this toxic relationship? Because you don't believe it. You have to believe it. You have to believe that you deserve better. I can say it all I want to. Lisa Sonnen can say it all she wants to. Ben Taylor, Cluster B Milkshake, whoever you listen to on YouTube or whatever, they can say it all they want to, but you have to believe it. You have to internalize it, and then you have to live it internally. You have to believe that you deserve better, because you can say it all you want to. What are your actions doing? Are your actions matching up with those words? Give yourself that closure, y'all. Let me close this thing up. I got to hop on a 101. Live in-person meet and greet, Durham, North Carolina, July 23rd, coming up this week, 2022. I know y'all might be watching this video after. July 23rd, Durham, North Carolina, the Honeysuckle at Lakewood in Durham, North Carolina. Come out there, say hey. I'll be there. Raw Motivations will be there. It's going to be a great meetup, y'all. Come through, say hey. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe.